Gonzo.
Hi, Gonzo. It's me, Dee Medina. I got your email. You responded?
Oh, yes.
I didn't know. I'm like, does he want me to call him? Or I said, yeah, you can call me. And I thought, ah, I'll just give him a call.
All right.
So I wanted to make sure that, you know, in case if you had questions or anything. So how can I help?
Give me one second. I'm going
to turn
off this thing. I was playing with my Google
profile.
Google listing here, profile.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
Great job on your reviews, by the way. Great job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay, I was reading the package here.
Uh-huh.
It's $300 a month, 2 month, with one-time setup fee of $100 for the platinum package.
Yes,
first
correct.
First page search results.
So basically, in a nutshell, and it's outlined there, but basically what we do is we take your Google Business Profile, right, the one that you currently have.
Yes.
We optimize that to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms, right? Bathroom remodeler, general contractor, I mean, whatever specific to your services. But, of course, that's going to get you found within the first page, right?
Yes.
We also do content creation on Bing. Now, in regards to Facebook, okay, what we do is Facebook advertising. Are you familiar with Facebook ads?
Heard about it.
Okay, so I'll give you an example, right? Let's say someone's looking for a bathroom remodel. They're looking on Google, and then they happen to later on go to their Facebook page, right? And they're just looking at pictures or they're looking at stories on Facebook. All of a sudden, what they're going to see is your ad appear. It's going to pop up on their Facebook page. It's like what we call retargeting. It's like reminding them, hey, you were looking for someone who does bathroom remodel. Here's a company that offers it. Okay. The thing about the Facebook ads is that it allows us to target an audience by interest, income level, or even an audience by location. Now, once they click on that Facebook ad, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, they've seen really great results with the Facebook ads. Have you created a Facebook page yet for the business? I thought I saw an Instagram. Actually,
yes,
you know what? You do have one. I'm looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. I just found it. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, and good content on this, too. Wow. This is really good work. Have you been working in this industry for a long time?
I can say so.
Well, I mean, 2014, you were with us, so. So, yeah. I was going to say the quality work really oh, my gosh. Look at these pictures. Wow. Very good work. Very good work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Now, also, the other thing that we do, like, listen, we're not even going to touch your website. We're not going to tinker with it, okay? We won't change it. We just want to always make sure that your website is always attached where your business is listed, because it's important, you know, Gonzo, for people to see the quality work that you do and really to get to learn more about your company as well. And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Now, if anyone is doing a search and they're using their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet, I mean, of course, they would find you on that first page of Google, right? So it basically, this package that I'm offering you, it covers all of your bases, okay? It is a month-to-month program. I mean, we'll ask you to be super transparent. I'll ask you to stick it out 2 months, but you pay every month. You have the capability of canceling at any time. If you decided, you know, you no longer wanted to utilize the services, all we ask, just call us 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't get charged. We simply part as friends. I'm confident, of course, when someone's making money on what they invest, right? Well, no one cancels on profit. But I like to be transparent on how everything works, okay?
Yes.
Now, aside from the bathroom remodel, what do you consider, like, your specialties? What makes you money? What services? Concrete
what
work?
What services? Well, it's hard to say.
You're like everything under the sun, huh?
Yes.
Well, because when I'm looking at your website, you know, I know that you have listed like flooring, painting, kitchen, bathroom remodels. So I would assume that those are like the top ones, right? Handyman service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Handyman service is a real good hook.
Yes.
I go in, take care of a small issue, and we walk out with a building a deck or...
You know what it is? It's just getting your foot in the door. It's just getting your foot in the door. And I believe, in my opinion, I believe that you're good at selling yourself, right? It's just getting your foot in that door, and then you handle the rest.
That is correct.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we go fix a doorknob hole, and I'm walking out.
With
doing
a deck.
A kitchen remodel.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, they see the quality work that you do and really gone. So that's the kind of company that we love working with, a company like yours. With this, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you're not just going to take our word for it that the program works. You will be able to see for yourself, like the keywords that you're listed for, how many times you come up in the search results, and you can even view the phone calls that you're receiving from new customers. If at any time you want to add keywords, right? Maybe you felt like running a promotion for the month, or if you want to change any of your content, you can do so, okay? You can make changes at any time. In fact, you have a team here within our company that's actually dedicated to your account. So, you know, we help you with all of this, but, you know, of course, it does start with me. I am what's considered the lead on the account, okay?
Okay. Now,
so
I
what do you
one
think?
Question.
Yeah.
So, okay, all these little bullet point things come with that package, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Everything that's
system.
Outlined in there, So the tracking and reporting system is the one that I mentioned where you can, like, track your results. And we help you also generate your reviews as well. So we encourage it. You have great reviews on there, but we obviously want to help you get even more reviews. Let people read more about your company. Okay? That's what we call the review capture system.
Now, I do got a questions besides this little package. Do y'all do landing pages also?
You're talking about your website, you mean? A landing page is a website.
Well, yeah, it's a mini website. Because
I'm looking at the gonzoservices.com. Is that the one you're talking about that has your services, that has some of your Google reviews on there? It shows that you cover Benbrook, Burleson, Colleyville. And it has like a little story about yourself. That's a landing page.
Landing pages in Pacific City on Pacific keywords that I have. They're under 101, local 101. Like, say for instance, let me see if I can. Let's see.
So
Remodeler in Burleson, Texas. Let me see. Restroom Remodeler in Burleson, Texas. Let me see here.
You said Burlington?
Burleson.
Burleson.
I can't remember. I got it
kind of
file.
Sounds... Okay, it kind of sounds like they might have been running, I'll tell you what comes up, right? When I type in bathroom remodeler in Burleson, Texas, right? Because I'm in California, I have to search for it that way, so it gives me the search results in your location. I'm going to tell you what comes up. So like I see Southern Painting, Certa Pros Painters, those are part of the Google Guaranteed program. I see C&L Custom Remodeling, Mr. Handyman, Renaissance Renovations, Aurora Remodeling, K&L. So these are profiles, okay, Google business profiles that pop up right on this first page of Google. I'll be honest with you, you're not even on the first page. Okay?
No, that's not the one. Okay, look, if you put a Handy Gonzo's Home Improvements on the search.
Oh, yeah. If I type in your company name, listen to how we're going to search. If I type in your company name, I'm going to see you right on the first page of Google because I'm typing in your company name.
Yes. No, I want to show you the landing page that I have.
Okay. So tell me, Handy what?
Handy Gonzo's Home Improvement. And you'll see everything about me come up. On my end, it's on the second page of the click of the thing, but you'll see it says City Local 101. And then Handy Gonzo's does kitchen backsplash insulation.
Yeah, when I type in Handy Gonzo's Home Improvements, the first thing that comes up I see is your website, the website link, the gonzoservices.com.
Mm-hmm.
I see your Facebook page, your Google business profile, your Yelp, your Angie's List, the BBB, Instagram, Nextdoor. I don't see anything about 101 Local. I see network on the second page. I see house. I see your Facebook page again, Echo Home. Like, I don't even see the 101 Local that you're mentioning, not even on the second page. So it kind of sounds, they're on the third page now. Okay. So Handy Gonzo's does kitchen backsplashes. Okay.
Yeah. I got a set of those all over the cities and they're ranking pretty good.
What they did is they created all these landing pages, right? But here's the thing. If you're someone who's looking for a bathroom remodel, okay, you're performing your search on Google, who are the guys that you're going to call? The ones on the first page, the ones on the second page, the ones on the fifth, which businesses are you going to call? In all honesty.
I always don't pass the second page.
Exactly. So, I'm not saying it's not great what they're doing, but in all honesty, people look at landing pages and websites to see work that you've done or to read more about your company. If someone is in the market, like I want to look for someone who does a bathroom remodel. I want to remodel my bathroom. Okay. I'm going to type in bathroom remodelers near me. Google's going to give me the results of who's near my area that does bathroom remodels. Okay. I'm going to want to click and call somebody. I don't want to have to click on their website and gather information. I'm looking to buy a service. I'm going to click to call someone. So I'm not saying that what they're doing isn't great. I mean, it's nice having all these landing pages, but what's the point of a landing page? Because if I click on your landing page, guess what? It's telling me to either go to your other website, like it's giving me different options. I'm someone who's looking to purchase a service. I want to click and call somebody to talk to.
Mm-hmm. No, as soon as you click that, that's what it gives you, the opportunity to call or email. It's like
but
a flash
majority
page.
Of the time, right. But again, what I'm trying to say is
they're
going to
want to
click
on
your Google business profile. That's what they want to do. They want to click and call you. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I agree with that.
Do you prefer Gonzo or do you prefer Frank? What do you prefer?
Gonzo?
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I know your name's Frank, but I'm over here calling you Gonzo and you haven't corrected me. So, okay.
that's what everybody calls him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, the landing pages are great. Don't get me wrong. They look nice. But I mean, me personally, I'm not going to click on a landing page. I want to click and call somebody and I'm going to call the guys that are showing up in the local map first page. Those are the guys I'm calling.
Yeah.
Because I'm ready
to buy. Oh, yeah,
yeah. You know?
Yep. I get
it. And especially with the work that you do, you should be on the first page. Especially with the kind of work that you do, right? So this is what we offer you. I mean, Gonzo, in all honesty, I feel like the program that we offer is something, I mean, I don't know, I think it's something to take advantage of. Give it a shot, you know? This way we can prove it to you.
I'll tell you what, when we revisit this, because I just started a whole thing, okay? That's a brand new website. It's optimized. I'm not getting CEO on that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just a basic. I got a basic package on that. And that I had two websites going, right? My old website and this website that this person made for me. So the one that he made for me, after 2 months, it started outranking my original one.
Mm-hmm.
So I went ahead and took down the old one and kept his. And now we're doing pretty well.
But when you're saying ranking is great, but is it generating actual phone calls for you? Is it bringing in business, potential business?
Well, explain to me, what is the difference?
So I'll tell you the difference.
If you're ranking and visual, right? If you're ranking up and you're visual set, I don't understand what is the difference.
I'll explain the difference. Okay. So websites, right? Landing pages. Those again are great.
No, I'm talking about, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Websites, landing pages are great, right? They can rank high, but are those rankings converting to actual phone calls for you? Because this is what I hear, Frank, or Gonzo, right? I hear that you're the type of a business owner, all you need to do is be in front of them or get them on the phone and you know how to close the deal, right? That's how good you are at what you do. You probably have a very high closing ratio. But if that landing page is ranking high and it's not converting phone calls for you that you're able to close those deals, then what is the point of it ranking high? If it's not generating phone calls. Do you see what I'm saying? 90% of searches are going to start and stop on the first page of Google within the local map section. The three positions that they're going to call on Google, the top three positions is the very, very top Google Guaranteed, which is a pay-per-lead program, the Google Ads, which is right underneath of that, and then the Google Local Map first page. Those are the three top positions that people are going to click on when they're looking for a service that they are ready to purchase right then and there. Okay? They're ready to pull the trigger on hiring somebody. So those are the three top positions that they're going to click to call a business. They're not clicking necessarily on someone's website to select them. I'll tell you why I go to a website, because I want to see maybe some work that you've done and maybe learn a little bit more about your company. But if I'm looking for a plumber, someone to do my roof, if I'm looking for someone to fix my garage door or maybe put in new flooring for me or paint my house, I'm going to call the guys that I'm seeing on the first page of Google. Right?
Yeah. Oh,
those are the guys that
I
I'm
like
going to call.
Using Google.
I'm not necessarily going and clicking on someone's landing page to make a decision. Like usually if I'm talking to someone, like I'll give you an example. When I had to get a plumber 2 years ago, I was talking to them on the phone. I only went to their website after I got off the phone with them. I wasn't even looking at the website. I wanted someone. I had to make a purchase and I needed that service done. So I'm looking for someone. So again, these landing pages are great, but at the end of the day, even if they're ranking high and they're not generating phone calls for you, then what's the point? The point is for you to have your Google business profile ranking high.
Uh-huh.
That's what you want. Because that Google business profile is what's going to bring in the calls for you.
Yeah.
So it's a food for thought, you know, but again, it's something that we offer. If you want to give this other company the opportunity, you know, to see what they can do, by all means, I respect that. But with this position, I'm trying to find someone to fill it. I'm looking for one company. Mm-hmm. You worked with us in the past. I thought you would be a great fit, but I get it. If you're already working with someone, Gonzo, then you know what? I mean, and you want to give them an opportunity, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'm just letting you know what I have going on right now.
Yeah, yeah. And again, if you were to sign back up with us and they're managing your Google Business profile, you would need to cancel with them because you can't have them and us managing that profile. It's only one company that can do it. So if you're not looking to switch, then yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to sign you up because I would just be basically taking your money. You know what I mean? Because everything I'm telling you we're going to do, we wouldn't be able to do it. Our hands would be tied because they're already managing that profile.
Yeah. Now, when you say managing that profile, I don't understand on
the
anybody's management.
Yeah,
but
I'll tell you.
Listen, see, how you see my profile strength, it says I'm not complete with a lot of things. Do y'all update all that? Like, use to unlock insights, make a custom email, just all these kind of stuff.
The custom emails is like a custom email is basically having like gonzo@handygonzoshomeimprovements.com. Okay, that's what we call like the Google Suite. That's something that we do, but it is an additional charge. You can actually do it on your own, and that's why it's saying, like, when it say it's not complete, what it is that I'm looking at your Google Business profile, okay? You have the very important information, your business name, your phone number, the website. You got the hours. It looks like, do you have your hours of operation on here? Yes, hours of operation are on there. Your reviews, your pictures are on there. Now, I mean, to me, it looks good. It doesn't look bad. But basically what we do is we optimize it. We do the edits. We do the posting on there because that's what's going to get you ranking, right? It's a constant management. It's not just like we click a button and you stay there for life. We have to make sure we're also using the right keywords and search terms.
Yeah,
so that's
why
we have a team, you know, that's dedicated to your account. Like if you wanted a customized work email, you can do that. Or you choose to use the email that you have. I mean, you have a Gmail, so which is good. Some business owners don't. But more of a customized email is like, let's say you had you and like, let's say you have four other guys that help you with your bidding, right? So each individual person would have their own email. Like, for example, you would have gonzo@handygonzoshomeimprovements.com. Thomas at Handy, those are customized emails. That's what we call the Google Suite. So it's like also known as Google Workspace. And that's what it's probably trying to suggest to you in your Google Business profile.
Well, I tell you what, when we, let's go ahead and just jump in it right now.
Okay.
What do you need from me?
So we're just going to be verifying information, you and I. Now, this other company, are they managers on your Google Business profile, Gonzo?
In 1 second, I can click them off.
Okay. I just want to make sure
already,
because what you'll
I'm
do
already
is...
On the, I'm
and
already
listen,
people access. Okay?
You are going to hold your ownership during the time that you're with us. All we're going to be listed on is as managers, and that will be conducted in your client interview with my technician. They'll actually go over all of that with you, how to invite us as being listed as managers. Okay? I'm sure you probably know how to do it, but still, we like to be helpful as well. Now, I know you go by Gonzo, and you're okay with us calling you that, but is your legal name Frank? Frank or Francisco or what is it?
No, Frank, Frank.
Okay. Yeah. My ex-father-in-law, God rest his soul, his name was Francisco, but everybody called him Frank.
Pancho.
Yeah, or Pancho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Gonzalez, do you spell it with an S at the end or with a Z?
S
at the end. Okay.
Yes.
Now, the best phone number for us to reach you on, and this is the number that I also see listed on your Google Business profile, is the 817-210-5933. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And then now I'm verifying because we want to make sure that you're listed correctly, right? Across the board. Handy Gonzo's Home Improvements, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, I had a question. You know the address that shows on your Google Business profile?
Uh-huh.
Right? Is yes. that like your home address by chance?
No, that's
Okay, like an office?
That's my shop. No, that's my shop, but I don't even use that shop no more. I rent it to Martinez Body Shop.
Okay.
But I have a mailbox there.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Is that always been the address that you use associated with the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to clarify only because would you be okay with us hiding the phone number? I mean, not the phone number, I'm sorry, the address. We don't want to hide the phone number, the address. Only because it's not like anyone goes there, right?
No, nobody goes there, but doesn't Google want
that?
Are
you okay with it showing? Not necessarily, because, I mean, no one comes to you, you go to them. It's really a preference. If you prefer that the address shows, that's not a problem. I only ask porque a veces, you know, there's some businesses that are, they're actually verified at their home address. So we don't want their address showing, you know, to their house. But if this
yeah.
is a shop, you know, then we can leave it as it is. It's not a big deal. You, do
okay.
you prefer that it show?
Well, it's you been like that for many years.
Up, right? Ah, well, then we'll leave
it. Every once in a while, and he'll call me because, hey, you got a guy here looking for you. And, you
oh,
know,
you're like, okay.
Every blue moon.
Okay.
Can you hold on real quick? Can you hold on
yes,
real quick, please?
Of course. Take okay. your time.
Okay. You there?
I'm here. No worries.
Okay.
No need to apologize. Listen, if you ever need me to hold on, I'll hold on. No worries. It allows
okay.
me to catch up with emails. Okay. Let me do this. I'm also sending you a second email, and this one's just going to say client dashboard analytics because I just want you to have an overview of our reporting system just so you have an idea of how the reports look when you're tracking your results with us, okay? And then let me go here. Okay.
I got a real quick question before
yeah.
I forget.
Of course, tell me.
So all these, the Facebook marketing and all that's all included, right?
Yes, the Facebook ads. Uh-huh. So
yeah,
we're
okay.
going to, what we're going to do is this. We're going to take your feedback on it, right, how you want us to run that ad. With that ad, let me tell you what you can do with it. You can make us, have us do a promotion, right? Like maybe you want to run a 10% off or, I don't know, Thanksgiving special or whatever, right? You tell us what content you want on it. We're going to create it and we're going to manage it. If you were looking, let's say, to hire somebody, let's say you want to hire a couple people, you can even run that ad for hiring.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, I love the Facebook ads. Do you go on Facebook a lot? You yourself?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm going to give you an example, Frank. Have you ever looked up something on Google, or maybe you were talking about something, and then you go on your Facebook page, you're just looking at a picture story, all of a sudden you get this ad that pops up, and you're like, that was something I was talking about earlier or looking up. Has that ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's a Facebook ad. That's how they work.
Yep.
You know what? Yep. That's how my husband got caught buying fishing reels. I busted him. You know what? He used my phone one day. He's like, oh, my phone died. Let me use your phone real quick. I'm all, okay, here you go. He uses my phone. Okay. A few days later, I'm going on there and I'm doing a post on my Facebook page for our granddaughter because it's her birthday, right? All of a sudden, I'm getting these fishing reel ads. I'm all, what the heck? And I'm like, oh, and I'm all, Anthony. He's like, what happened? I'm all, were you looking up fishing reels? Are you trying to buy one? How do you know? And I'm all, because I'm getting the ads on my Facebook page. He's like, oh, man. I'm all, because you were searching for my phone. I'm all, don't be trying to spend no money right now. So that's how he got busted.
Yeah.
Le castigué. I put him on restriction. I'm all, that's it. Give me the card. You're not spending money right now. Just teasing. But yeah, no. I mean, I let him buy his reels, pero todavía, you know what I mean? I'm like, I just got it. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Frank, this is really important because I want to schedule your client interview with our technician. Okay. Now the client interview, what we do is we block out an hour, but you know, it can take like 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It really just depends on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule, like, do you have any time today? Like, if I can get you an appointment today, the latest one I can get would probably be 5 to 6 o'clock your time. Or do you prefer tomorrow? You tell me.
Yeah, it has to be tomorrow because at 4 o'clock I got a meeting.
Okay.
A good meeting on the job site.
Oh, good. Yeah, no. We want you to get that job. Okay. So, a qué horas tomorrow? Like, what time do you prefer? Mornings, afternoon, evening?
Afternoon. Afternoon about 1 o'clock.
About one? Okay. Let me see if I have a 1 o'clock real quick. Yep, I got a 1 o'clock. You're going to take the last 1 o'clock. Let me do this.
Right.
Te voy a mandar una invitación, right? You don't have to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that tomorrow we're going to be calling you between 1 and 2 o'clock, but we're going to call you from an 877 number, okay? So all you want to do is make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. I will send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. And if I'm not on a call or in a meeting when it's time to call you, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to the technician. Okay? Otherwise, okay. If I'm not available, they're going to call you directly. Okay? So let me send you this invite. Now, you don't need to be in front of a computer. Okay? Basically, they're going to verify the notes that I notated, that you and I discussed. They're going to discuss with you about the Facebook ads. They're going to go over your keywords way more in detail. It's, you know, I'll tell you, it's where I like to say the magic happens, okay? Not so much with me, aunque creo, but, yeah, the magic happens in the client interview, okay? Just so you know, in my own mind, I believe I'm a legend. That's what my husband says. Te creas muy acá, he says. But what does he know? We won't tell him that. Okay, so let me send you the calendar invite. Okay, now we're going to go over the billing, Frank. Before I even process your payment, Okay. I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And the reason is because I'm bringing you in on a discounted pricing program. We don't advertise. Okay. What it's going to do is going to outline the service agreement. It's going to go over the billing date, the amount. I'm going to ask you, stick it out 2 months. I'm going to call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. I'm going to also state in there that if you choose to pause or cancel it, you can do that at any time. Just please make sure you call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, Frank. Y nos apartimos like amigos. Okay? Simple as that. There's no cancellation fee. Now, I do want to put a security question on your account. Now, I don't know if you'll remember the one that you had with us a long time ago, okay? But it was your mother's maiden name.
Rodriguez.
Oh, see, it must be different then because it was listed as Lamar.
Oh, Lamar, that's her middle name.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm going to change it to Rodriguez, okay? Now, I always want you to get into the habit that when we call you, always ask, what's my security question? I want you to do that anytime we call, because if at any time someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling, okay? So again, your mother's maiden name is Rodriguez, right? Not Lamar.
Yes.
That was her middle name.
No, that's,
okay.
That's her middle name.
I think because we usually carry, like, what is it, our mom's maiden name is usually, like, our middle name, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
How's the weather right now in Texas? Pretty good?
Man, it's pretty good. It's not bad at all.
Man, we're getting a heat wave soon. Yeah, I'm like, my gosh. We're in California. We're in Southern. So we're in between Los Angeles and San Diego, right?
Uh-huh.
My daughter's coming down from Vegas, and she wants to take my grandson to Knott's Berry Farm. And, oh, my God. You know, my husband does dialysis. He can't be in the sun. And
okay.
So I have to talk to her and let her know. Mija, I'll go to Knott's Berry Farm with you guys, but I think it's better if your dad stays home because it's supposed to be like 102, and forget it. Unless we want my husband in the hospital, that's not going to work, you know? So.
Yeah.
I love hot weather, but after a while, I'm like, when's fall happening, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Now, Frank, la tarjeta.
It's nice over there.
Yeah, it's still really nice. Except, you know what? It's foggy in the morning. Y como, like, around 11 o'clock, 11:30, eso es cuando sale el sol. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of crazy, huh? La tarjeta that you're going to put on file, Gonzo, is it in your name or does it have the business name or is it in both?
No, I found it. Let me look at it and see whose name it has on it.
Que no tenga
no, it's
the, okay, it's not the vecinos, right? No, I'm just playing.
No.
Is it just Frank Gonzalez or is there like a middle initial?
Middle initial M as
M?
Mary. M.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the billing address for that card? Is it the 3312 May Street?
No, 2816 Travis Avenue.
Okay. 2816.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Uh-huh, and that's 76110.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, I do have a question.
Yeah.
Now, since y'all guys been doing this for a long time, how long do you think is going to take for y'all to clean up whatever y'all do to the Google page and start making me more money?
Yeah. So let me share the timeline with you. So, and this is why I'm glad we're doing your client interview no later than mañana, right? Because the sooner you get through the interview, the faster we're moving. So 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directories. Your Facebook ads, those are live and can start generating new calls within 7 to 14 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we state to you in our terms and conditions is what we send in writing. The first page placement on Google, Frank, we are always going to promise you 45 to 60 days. That's always going to be our promise. Now, at times, I will say at times, I have seen it happen sooner. But I am still going to tell you 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay?
Beautiful.
So that's what I prefer to say. Be transparent. You know what I mean? No quiere decir que mañana you're going to be on there and, oh, my gosh, you're going to land like a $25,000 job. I wished, right? Because then you can send me a little regalo. No, I'm just like, but no, I mean, yes, yeah. Obviamente, we want you to have like as quickly as possible, but still, I'm going to still tell you, no matter what, 45 to 60 days. I'm still going to say that. And if it happens sooner, even better, right? But at least so you know. Okay. We do send you notifications too, también, Frank, once everything, like when you're on the first page, when you get a review, we're going to notify you. When someone sends you a message, anything, we're going to be notifying you when your Facebook ads are live. So we keep you in the loop so you know of the work that we're doing too, that we're not just sentadotes just doing nothing, right? So we keep you aware of the work that we're doing as well. Okay. Does that kind of clarify?
And you know, before I forget, I need to give you an actual email I would like for you to use.
And it's now this email is the email like where you want us to send the receipt y todo, or what is this email that you want us to list for?
The email just for everything.
For everything. Okay, so we're not going to use agonsoproservices@gmail.com. You want us to correspond with you at what email?
handygonzo@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that so I can update it. Because we want to make sure that we're using, excuse me, the correct email.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I watch both of them all the time, but...
Right.
The one I gave you is really usually for, I usually, 95%.
Oh, then then I would prefer that you use that one then. Yeah. Okay. So handygonzos@gmail.com. It's also the one that's on your Facebook page too. So perfect. Let me update it on my end. Okay. Awesome. So anytime we correspond with you or receipts or anything like that, it's all going to go to that email. Okay.
Everything. Yes.
Everything. In fact, on your client, el invitación para mañana, let me update it. I'm going to update because I sent it to the Gonzo Pro Services, but I'm going to update it with the right one. Give me 1 second. So this way you get it to that one better. Okay, since we're going to change it, let me delete that email and put it to this one. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, your picture's on there, huh?
Yes.
I saw your picture. Oh, okay. All right.
How long more we're going to be on the phone?
Probably only 5 minutes, and then I'm just going to go over some notes and stuff. Okay. So first, the card is Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or is it Discover?
Yeah, that'd help, wouldn't it? Visa.
Okay, and what's the card number when you're ready?
4229-6800-4619-4540.
Expiration month and year?
1227.
And the CVV code on the back?
140.
Okay. I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification first. When I'm walking you through it, Frank, if there's anything you don't understand, stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Handy Gonzo's Home Improvement.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Frank Gonzalez, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from local splash?
Yes.
Now, sometimes someone might call you trying to sell you another type of online product. Frank, they're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you for more money. Always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone hangs up on you, you know for a fact it wasn't us calling. Okay?
You got it. Yes.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 1st, 2024, and the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, Frank, this is a two-month verbal agreement. So what that means is that your second payment will be charged on November 1st, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month, okay, on the 1st, in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And I'm going to, in fact, text you that number right now. But that number is 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause or cancel the account, all I ask is that you contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due, so that way you don't get charged, okay? Please save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash so that way you never lose our phone number, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
I'm updating your package. I'm going to process the payment, and you're going to get your receipt sent both to your email, and it's also going to be sent to you in a text message, okay? Now, our hours of operation is always going to be Monday through Friday. We're always here from 7 to 4. You're actually 2 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you 9 to 6, Monday through Friday, okay? Now, I just want to take down a couple of notes for my technicians so that way they know where to start from, okay? So you do both residential and commercial, right?
Yes.
Or do you have a preference? Los dos?
Yes.
Okay. Now, under your services, do you want me to list bathroom, kitchen remodel? Do you want me to put painting, flooring? What do you want me to put down? And they'll go over more in detail mañana with you.
Okay.
You want me to put flooring?
I want to put... I really would like to put kitchens and bathrooms, flooring, home additions.
Oh, okay.
Painting. Painting, and my mind's blank right now.
What about decks? Or is that just, you know, when people ask, it's not really something specific. You want someone to search up and call you just for a deck, right?
Well, yes, yes.
Le pongo handyman or home improvements?
Handyman,
home improvements?
Home improvements. Okay. I would like to, you know, just concentrate on all the keywords that are in my industry that use a lot.
Yes. And that's why I'm just notating some of these services, because what's going to happen is during your client interview, they're going to pull it up and they're going to use the right keywords that pertain with those services that are going to get you found in the search results. I just kind of want to give them an idea of the services that you're offering, so that way they look at the database, okay, on what's being searched most, okay? Now, I see that your hours of operation is Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday is 8 to 12. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then now with the Facebook ads, we could reach as far as 50 miles. At one point, it looks like we had you down for 25 miles. Do you want me to put it at the 50-mile radius, or what do you prefer?
Yes, yes, put it at the 50.
Okay. 50, okay. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
All three is fine.
All three. Okay, perfect. Okay. Now, the last thing here, I just need you to, let's see. Okay. So tomorrow, Frank, we're going to call you from the 877 number. I'm going to try to make myself available to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician because I like doing that. So I'll call you between 1 and 2 o'clock. Now, if for some reason you're in the middle of something, just tell me, Nadine, can you call me back in 5 minutes? We'll call you right back. Okay?
Okay.
And then you got the text message I sent you with our 877 number. Se lo mandé por text.
Say that one more time. Sorry.
Did you get the text message that I sent you with our 877
yes.
number? Okay. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also put your login credentials on there, too. So your login is Gonzo Pro Services. Your password is good online. All lowercase.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
Yeah, I got to write that down.
It's okay. It's in your text message. If you open up the text, it's right in there. Okay. But I would like to be the first, Frank. Thank you. Welcome back to Local Splash. I'm super excited for you. Super excited. So if you have any questions from here to tomorrow, like, feel free. Email me. Give me a call. Once you have your client interview, our team is then going to be encargados of your account. Okay? I mean, I'm always here. I can't make changes. So if you got changes or updates or anything like that, you're going to reach out to our customer service department. If it's something super, super urgent, you can't wait, you can call me. I can send them the message, but I can't make the changes, okay, because the team's going to be in charge of your account. All right. Any other questions? Antes que le dejo, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, hopefully it's a long, you know, we're going to, I hope everything just clicks.
Yes.
We stay aboard with each other for a long
Absolutely.
Time.
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited for you. And thank you for reaching back out. I appreciate
that.
I'm glad.
Out.
Well,
oh,
you,
you reached out.
Because
you reached out back to me.
Yeah.
You threw the hook. I grabbed the hook. And, yeah. We connected. Yeah.
I hope that this is a very long relationship for us. I'm super excited for you. So hablamos mañana, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, Frank.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.